Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Israel says it's killed another militant leader in an airstrike.
Hashem Safiya Deen had been widely expected to be the group's next leader. A powerful cleric, Safiya Deen would have succeeded Hassan Nasrallah, one of the group's founders. Earlier in the day, an Israeli strike leveled a building in a Beirut suburb the military said housed Hezbollah facilities. It was just a few hundred meters from where a spokesperson for the militant group had just briefed journalists about a weekend drone attack that damaged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the region again, seeking to revive ceasefire efforts following last week's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. I'm Ben Thomas.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reports on the U.S. effort to restore peace within the region.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Tel Aviv Tuesday, pushing Israel to increase humanitarian access to Gaza and revive ceasefire talks following Israel's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar last week.
We have to make sure that this is a moment of opportunity to move forward, and that's the focus of all the conversations we're having here.
Blinken is urging Israel to de-escalate and enforce UN Resolution 1701 that ended its war with Hezbollah in 2006. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Intelligence officials warned that Russia and Iran may encourage violent protests in the United States after next month's election. According to a newly declassified memo, Russian military intelligence sought to recruit an American to organize protests in the U.S. Iran also has covertly supported protests in the U.S. over the war in Gaza. The memo released on Tuesday says both countries may seek to organize or encourage violent protest as a way of undermining trust in election results and eroding national unity following a contentious campaign. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports Poland is blaming sabotage on Russia and is closing one of Moscow's consulates.
Poland's foreign minister says he's ordered the closure of one of Russia's three consulates in the country in response to acts of sabotage that he says are sponsored by Moscow. Radek Sikorski demanded on Tuesday that Russia stop its hybrid war activities against Poland and its Western allies. Sikorski was referring to a case of a Ukrainian man who admitted he'd been hired by Russia for an act of arson in Poland, which was foiled, and to other sabotage attempts. Sikorski adds he's withdrawing consent for the Russian consulate in Poznan and that his personnel will be unwelcome in Poland. Russia also has consulates in Gdańsk and Krakow. I'm Charles Tiletesma.
U.S. authorities say arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico fell 7% in September to a more than four-year low. It is probably the last monthly gauge during a presidential campaign which Republican nominee Donald Trump has made immigration a signature issue. The Border Patrol made nearly 54,000 arrests in September. That's the lowest tally since August of 2020. Cuba's capital was partially illuminated after a massive blackout that has generated a handful of protests and a stern government warning that any unrest will be punished. AP correspondent Christiana Mosqueda reports on the power situation there, where rolling blackouts are the norm even before being hit this week by a hurricane.
The Cuban government blames the increase of demand for the problems. And indeed, more Cubans have refrigerators and air conditioning, and there has been an expansion of private businesses since they were made legal in 2021. But the core of the problem lies in the short supply of fuel and spare parts to fix the ancient thermoelectric plants. With a worsening economic crisis that the country is going through and no signs of these problems being resolved, the major question is really how long before the lights go out again.
AP correspondent Christiana Mosqueda. Peru's former president Alejandro Toledo has been sentenced to 20 years and 6 months in prison in a case involving Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, which became synonymous with corruption across Latin America, where it paid millions of dollars in bribes to government officials and others. Authorities accused Toledo of accepting $35 million in bribes from the company in exchange for allowing a highway to be built in the South American country. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.